Taiwan's high court today sealed the ballot boxes from yesterday's election. The move came the day after the island's electoral commission ruled that incumbent president Chun Shui-bian won the election by fewer than 30,000 votes. Chun's opponent, Lian Jian of the KMT party, refused to concede defeat, and thousands of his supporters staged a sit-in to demand a recount. He also demanded answers to questions about Friday's apparent assassination attempt on President Chun. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Taipei.
Overnight, there had been violent protests in several cities in southern Taiwan. On the streets of the capital Taipei today, about 10,000 KMT supporters demonstrated peacefully, though many are angry with Chen Shui-bian, or Abian as he's known here. The apparent assassination attempt that many analysts credit with clinching his victory is a particularly raw topic.
We will accept the result of the election as long as it's a fair one. And we want the truth of the shooting incidents.
Because the shooting, if the shooting was a fraud one, then we can sue RBN's government, interfere the presidential election.
Others complained that when the shooting incident happened, the National Security Forces were mobilized and some 200,000 police and army personnel could then not travel home to vote. Opposition supporters claim most people in the security forces vote for the KMT. Amid the noise, a little humor at least, check the votes, check the presidential stomach, read one banner, referring to the wound Chen Shui-bian apparently sustained on his abdomen during the incident on Friday. It's now not just the conspiracy theorists on the streets who are talking about it. In an interview with a small group of journalists at his headquarters, opposition candidate Lian Jian added his voice to demands for a closer look at what he called the gunshot incident on Friday.
We believe this gunshot been an issue of honesty and democracy. It's not purely a gunshot per se, if it is a gunshot. There's also a lot of doubts surrounding this gunshot.
Amid suspicions in the opposition KMT camp that the shooting was somehow staged, Lian demanded independent committees of local and foreign experts to investigate the incident. Lian has already filed a lawsuit demanding a recount that could nullify the election. The Chen Shui-bian government today tried to defuse the problem. Presidential spokesman James Huang showed a news conference detailed photos of the president undergoing treatment for the wound. Here, he says, is that the president or is it not? If we had wanted to garner more sympathy votes, we could have released these photos on the day of the shooting, but we didn't, he added. The issue of the presidential belly may have been cleared up somewhat, but many Taiwanese remain skeptical. The final decision on the election result will be decided in the courts. It's not clear whether the demonstrators will clear the streets tomorrow, the first day back at work since the election. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Taipei.